أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا، فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي، أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء، أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء، فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل، يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر، ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث، ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم، فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض، لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت، فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا رفت الله رومي وقت شيخ ولد شاہ کی محمد اختصاب رحمت اللہ علیہ کا کلام، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائیں, چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائیں. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں, تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے. ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے, تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے, کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے, میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے. لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم, لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم, لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے, لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے. در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر, در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر, اہل درد محبت کو پائے, اہل درد محبت کو پائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے, کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد, انشاءاللہ we'll just do a slight translation of this beautiful poem for our dada shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, and which was rendered so beautifully by Bhai Ajaz. Ke rang laayen gi kab meri aahe, that my cries, my du'as which I am making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when will it bear fruit? Every believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in his heart the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every single one of us, as our wazif teaches us, we have got a connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a famous Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi, and he used to say that every single person's heart is connected directly with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a line. In today's time we can understand it. The person has a remote control, he presses a button, the garage opens up. There is a connection, even though it cannot be seen. Similarly, every person in his heart, he has got a connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Abdul Aziz says that if you want to, I can actually break the connection. Immediately you will lose your iman, you will become a kafir. So our connection, by reciting Durood Sharif, following the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this connection becomes stronger and stronger. So automatically every person in his heart, he's got that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here he's saying that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when will my tears and my crying bring its color, then my du'as will be accepted, that I can go again to Medina Munawwara, I can go and visit my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Hazrat teaches us that the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, where they are buried, there is no certainty. If the Jews want to visit Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, there's so many different places, they are not sure exactly where Musa alayhi salam is buried. The Christians, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, our belief, Isa alayhi salam has been raised up to the heavens, but they believe that Isa alayhi salam was crucified. But where exactly Isa alayhi salam is, they do not know. But we are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so fortunate. As soon as we were, in today's time, you just get your visa, you pay a bit of money, and immediately 6-7 hours, you are present in Medina Park, and you are able to present yourself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are able to speak to your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great honor, which is only granted, has been granted, a speciality to the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know exactly where our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried, and we can easily go and visit him. He says, Jab nazar aaye wa sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jum jaye, that when my gaze falls on the green dome of where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, then immediately I will say, Durood Sharif will be sent upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with great enjoyment a person will take, when he will take the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us that reality within ourselves, that even if we go to Medina Munawwara, it's not just for the empty heart, a dead heart, but to fill up our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you go there and then you utter sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that love and that feeling. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi, when he was going to Medina Munawwara, and that time it wasn't like today's time where they have tiles and there are so much of ease and comfort. From a distance, when Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi sees the Khadra-i Mubarak, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, he removes his shoes. It is bi-adabi and disrespect for me to walk with my shoes. And he's walking, so another person behind him, his khadim or his friend, he also removed his shoes. He said, I walked for a short while, and then my feet started paining. There was all stones, there was rocks there. But I'm looking at Mulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah. He's running forward, and he's seeing the green dome of Nabi, the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's running forward, and his feet are bleeding also. But that is the love which he had in his heart for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an iota of that love. So this is how a person must go with that love. Jab huzuri ka alam aata ho, unko afsana ya gham sunaye. When I will be present myself before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will be standing there in front. Then what is in my heart, I will present it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many, many waqiyas and incidents of people who went through great difficulties, and then they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got this problem. O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. And then immediately the help of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi writes the story of one person. He sang some praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made salam to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu. Some Shias got hold of him, they cut off his tongue. And then he goes before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's crying, and he falls asleep. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, and he puts his tongue back. And next morning he wakes up, and his tongue is restored again. So there before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person goes and he cries out, whatever we cannot, obviously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot do. He is not the Qadir al-Mutlaq, the one who has got full power. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we request du'as from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the greatest place where du'as are accepted. Once Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he was before the Rauza-i Mubarak, and the Khalifa of the time asked him that, must you face Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or must you face towards the Qibla and make du'a? So he says, when you are by the greatest wasila, the greatest means to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then why must you turn away from the day? That is, you must face the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are two ways of doing this here. The one is to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Nabi of Allah, I am in front of you and I request you for du'as, and we speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other way is, if a person makes du'a, they make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because it is a very, very mubarak and blessed place, the du'as are readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both these ways our kabir and our elders have done. One is to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make du'a on our behalf. And the other is to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But O Allah ta'ala, through the wasila and the blessings and barakat of this mubarak place, O Allah, accept my du'a. So here a person is saying, when I come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will say the cry and the love of my heart. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعا ہے. Now we are making dua quietly, quietly. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not want to return home. I just want to stay in this Mubarak and blessed place. It's obvious people like us, we are so full of bi'adabi, disrespect. That is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, it is actually makruh for people to go and stay in Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. That is, you are speaking of people like us. That is not correct, because why? After a short while a person stays there, he loses the respect and adab of the places a person should have. As our Buzruks mentioned, it is better a person lives in India and he's got the desire to live in Medina Munawwara than a person living in Medina Munawwara and desiring to live in India. Because now his heart is away from Medina Munawwara. But if a person has got that level of Iman, and then a person is there and he makes dua, that Allah, I want to love ya and I want to pass away ya. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made dua, that Allahumma rizukni shahadatin fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Oh Allah, grant me shahadat in this Mubarak blessed city of yours, and let my death be also, grant me shahadat in your path, and let my death be in your city of Medina Munawwara. Ulama say, outwardly it seemed like an impossible dua, because there was no jihad taking place in Medina Munawwara. How will a person become a shaheed? And he asked to die, pass away in the Mubarak city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua, and Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred there in Medina Munawwara, and he's buried there also. So this is the desire a person must have. And Hazrat has taught us also, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah has also mentioned, when a person is leaving Medina Munawwara, we should go to the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, O Nabi of Allah, that we are leaving this place not because of our dunya or love for our homes, but we are leaving to go and spread your sunnats in the whole of mankind. Stay there. And that night he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and he was from Afghanistan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to go back to Afghanistan and just go to every masjid and tell the people must straighten their stuffs in the masjid. And he said that this is far better than you staying here in Medina Munawwara. You should just go and spread this one sunnah of mine. So if we make that our object of life, we will spread the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But anyhow, every person must have this desire to live in Medina and to pass away in Medina Munawwara. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan us tarah tujh par lutaye. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish that my head is at your threshold. I have humbled myself before you. And in this way I sacrifice my life. That is, I am prepared to accept. One is a person must die in the quality of, in sajda. A person must pass away while he is engaged in his sajda. The other meaning is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give my life, sacrifice every desire of mine only for your pleasure. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duae. A person is in Makkah Mukarramah at the multazam and he's crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dua is making that Allah ta'ala, through your kindness, make me yours. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, used to make this dua quite a bit at the end of his life. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Oh Allah, you be ours and let us be yours. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Such a simple dua, but he used to make this dua in great abundance. So it is the same dua which Hazrat is mentioning here. That Allah, through your kindness, we are not worthy of it, but make me yours. And at the multazam especially, a person is making dua for this. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, many of us are making dua, but many of us do not make dua for the greatest thing. And the greatest thing is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make dua for all your worldly things, even in multazam. But the most important thing is to make dua, even more than jannat, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people who get this connection. Dona alam ki kiya hai haqiqat, chitne alam hua tujh par lutaye. What is the reality of both the worlds? Dunya is nothing at all. Dunya has got no reality at all. It is here for a short while. It will be destroyed eventually. It's got no reality. But even akhirat, even jannat, Hazrat says, sir, anko par, we respect jannat, we honor jannah, we all desire for jannah. But compared to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where can jannah ever compare? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and jannat is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wills, he can make something 10 times better, 100 times better than that jannat also. So jannat has got no reality before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, whichever worlds they are, oh Allah, I want to sacrifice it on you, and I want to get your love and your muhabbat. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tera dard e muhabbat sunaye. Hazrat says, my desire is that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to go travel in the whole world, and I want to go and tell the people about your love, that pain which is in my heart of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat's dua, Allah ta'ala took his words throughout the world. Hazrat went and he spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people also who will spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tera dard-e-muhabbat sunakar, saare alam ko majnoo banaye. After going to the people and explaining to them about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to make the whole world mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today people are mad over women, over drinks. Some people are mad over their work. Some people are mad over their houses. Different types of madness. We are all mad people. But the greatest mad people are those who have they are mad in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people. To Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, in his damana, in his time, he told the people that if you had seen the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you would have thought they are mad people. He's telling the Tabi'in and his students, the Tabi Tabi'in, that if you had to see the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you would have thought they are mad. And he said, if they had to see you, they would have thought you are kafir. You're not even Muslims. He was speaking in that damana, so we can imagine the level, how far today we have gone apart away from the day. But anyhow, we must become mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sare alam ko majnoo banakar, mere mola tere geet ka hai. After making the whole world mad, the object of it is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make zikr of Allah, and with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lazzate qurb paakar, tere ham, lazzate do jaha, bool jaye. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will attain the enjoyment of your closeness, when we will make dua to Allah ta'ala and get that enjoyment in our hearts, then O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will forget the enjoyments of both the worlds. This is the greatest enjoyment, the enjoyment of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, خرج أهل الدنيا من الدنيا ولم يذوقوا أطيب شيء فيها. The people of dunya have left this dunya, they have gone out, but they have not tasted the most enjoyable thing in there. So his companions asked him, what is the most enjoyable thing in this world? He said, معرفتullah عز وجل, to gain recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then even higher, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those people that we get the true enjoyment, the enjoyment of the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dar badar dunta hai akhtar, ahle darde muhabbat kuba hai. As it says, I'm going around and I'm seeking that I want to find the people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes in the whole world and travels and look by place, looking for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have got within their hearts that flame. And Hazrat says, we will light it up, and that person will also get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the reality of this form, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability over and over to visit the Mubarak cities of Medina Munawwara, of Makkah Mukarrama, to visit our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We have this great opportunity in this world Allah Ta'ala has sent us, where one to gain the ma'rifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala And that was the real purpose why Allah has sent us, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, He have not created jinn and mankind, but for the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's worship is also compulsory upon us, which we understand is worship, ibadat, and the faraiz which Allah has made. Our namazas, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. And mufassirin, ulama of tafsir have written that here is meant the recognition of Allah. Allah Ta'ala, to recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Who Allah Ta'ala is. That is a great, great ibadat. And what Allah's marifat and recognition, in whichever way a person recognizes Allah Ta'ala, then the love of Allah comes in a person. And when the love of Allah comes in a person, then what love, everything a person does is so enjoyable. If there is love in the home, you go and do your shopping, you don't find something, you go and look for it, but because you love the family, you want to satisfy them. And you don't find it difficult, you find a pleasure. And when you get it, you are so happy that when you go home, what you asked me for, I got it. So like that, our ibadat will become enjoyable. It won't only be a duty. One is, there is a marriage, mashallah, carrying on, and we must maintain our marriages at all costs. These times, yeah, when every effort is being made and there are so many temptations and marriages are going haywire and breaking, we must make every effort. And marriage, nikah in Islam, we must not see it as a social thing or a family thing or sing in community and society, but we have to see it as an ibadat. How we see namaz as an ibadat, we see roza as an ibadat. If we can come to that and understand, nikah is also an ibadat. And it is a great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, of the signs of Allah Ta'ala, that He has created you from one being. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, He made Hawa alayhi salam, and then He made us all. And all that, that is also by nikah to recognize Allah Ta'ala. So one is, we maintain the nikah, we are living together, but there isn't that love for whatever reason. Arguments have taken place, there is mistrust, whatever it is, but you are still living, and you are doing everything that you have to do, but without that love, there isn't that enjoyment. So like that, a person makes all his ibadat also, but without love of Allah Ta'ala, his ibadat is there. He will get his jannat. He will get the rewards from Allah Ta'ala. But what enjoyment there is if he has found the love of Allah Ta'ala. So like we make dua, and we must make dua also, that, oh Allah, grant me your marifat, grant me your muhabbat. We should try on a regular basis, at least once a day, make this dua to Allah Ta'ala. And together with that, make dua for the marifat and recognition of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. That we recognize who our Nabi is. Today we really, generally, may Allah forgive us, guide us, but most of us, we all included, we don't have that connection with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How many times do we read Durood Sharif? How many times do we do our daily things that we have to do according to sunnah? What this in mind, that this is my beloved Nabi's sunnah. We make miswak and we speak to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, this is your Nabi's beloved sunnah. You love it, O Allah. That's why I'm making it. And then we make it not only when we are making wudu, but like we get up in the morning. Before going toilet, we make a, that is also sunnah at that time to make miswak. At night, before going to sleep, if we make a wudu, etc., and we make miswak, alhamdulillah. But otherwise, even just making the miswak, that this is a sunnah of my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we will get more enjoyment. So, Huzur-e-Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a great, great boon and gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Which Allah ta'ala, many ayats of the Quran, Allah ta'ala has explained, An-Nabiyyu awla bil-mu'mineen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is supposed to be the first and most closest person to one. And to get the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there are many ways also. And then the sunnahs also we follow. There are many ways, and we have to try and bring this into our lives. The more we will bring it, the more will the sunnahs come into our lives. And the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when we are blessed with that, everyone has got the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As Maulana Musa Damat Barakatum explained, that Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi had explained that if that connection has to be cut off us with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we won't be left as Muslims. We are, as it is that connection that is keeping us alive, that it's our live wire. Though we don't see it, but that we are Muslims, we know we are Muslims, we are happy we are Muslims, it's that connection. But the need is to cultivate it, to culture it, nurture it, to let it become more and more. So much so that, as Maulana also has explained, that we become like the mad lovers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is what is required. And today, alhamdulillah, we see to a great extent it is being displayed. We might not feel it in the heart, but today how many people are keeping beards? At one time, the beard was a very, very rare thing, but today it is common. Why are we keeping it? Just in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu, it's the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Really ask ourselves, why am I keeping a beard? Because it's wajib? No. That is also there. We have to keep it. But my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept a beard, like Islamic dress that we are wearing. Whatever Islamic, but in our heart it is the way of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And sunnat namazes that we make, all this is because there is that connection and that love. Many times we don't realize that love, but it is there. But we don't realize it, but it's there. So this love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but what it is to create, to let it come, become more and more. That so simple, one great buzurg has said that to correct our lives is so easy. Everyone is living his life. Whoever it is, a man, a woman, a businessman, a person who is working for somebody, everyone, whatever we are doing, all we are, carry on doing what we are doing. What are the jais and permissible things? All we have to do, just do it according to sunnah. That is all. Just do the same things you are doing. We are all getting up in the morning, get up according to sunnah, read our kalima, read the duas of morning. We have to go to toilet. Everyone has to just go according to sunnah. And going to toilet, which is not, who will say is a ibadat, but that can give us our jannah if we just do it according to sunnah. And what is it difficult? When you enter the toilet, before you enter, read the dua. And if possible, try and let the toilet door be closed when we're reading the dua. All in one, and we are reading dua, and we are outside, but if the door is closed, much more better. And we read the dua, and what a dua. And that dua, outwardly, it's not an ibadat. We do it with the niyat of sunnah, it's ibadat. But outwardly, it is for our benefit. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. All the dirt and filth, the evil jinnat and all that, what are there, protect me. If we have to get affected by a jinn, we know sometimes you from pillar to post you are knocked. You, your child, Allah save us all. Anyone in the family, you going from amil to amil. You are going here, you are going there, you are going everywhere. Oh, I remember one thing on that. The Hadrat Allama Yusuf Manuri rahmatullah ali, one time somebody made jadu on him also, or whatever it was effect. And some great buzurg told him, solution very easy. What is it? Go to the greatest hospital in the world. Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And just sit in front of the Haram, in Makkah Sharif, in front of the Kaaba, and just sit and think, whatever is in me, it's going out. And Allah's rahmat and barakat is coming in me. Go to Rawza-e Mubarak, as Maulana Musa explained now. There also just make that whatever dirt and filth is in me is going out. And Allah's rahmat and barakat is coming. That is the biggest hospital in the world. Every type of solution is there. And ulama that have written beautiful qasaid and poems in the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they have explained that you come here by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and you make dua there. You don't ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do it for you, but you ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua for you. Just like we go to any person, we think he's a pious person. We tell him, please make dua, I got this problem, make dua. Who is the most pious in the world? Who is the greatest of all in the world? Ba'adas Huda, Tuhi Buzur, Kissa Mukhtasar, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, oh, as Maulana Musa explained, you are in that honorable place where Allah's rahmat is pouring down every split second. Day and night, we cannot imagine how a lot of Allah's rahmat is coming down there. And we are just standing there. At that place, our du'as are accepted. Make du'as directly to Allah Ta'ala. But you are standing in that honorable place. Won't your du'as be accepted in that place? So Allah has given us this great personality. And really, when we read, for example, once I was in the haram of Medina Sharif, a buzurg asked me, he said, how many names of Allah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are there? So I remembered sometimes some Quran Sharifs, on the front pages they got the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. And right at the end, they got the 99 names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I said 99. So he told me, yeah, in the haram of Medina Sharif, in front, there are 360 names written there. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shan is even greater than that. And by each sifat, each quality, you come to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, you are speaking about somebody and you love and respect that person, whether it's your son, whoever it might be. And you tell them that he's a very, very polite person. You tell him he's got a lot of respect, he's all different qualities, he's very hard working also, how he helps the poor people also, how he goes out of his way to see to this also, he's a hafiz a Quran also, and he knows his Quran so well, you ask him to read from anywhere he will read, anytime, and then he's a qari also, he reads correctly, with tajweed, with makharij. He doesn't chew up any words. He reads every word very clearly. And he's an alim. How many qualities you are mentioning? He's an alim also. He's a mufti also. He's a qadi also. Everything, what and what. Allahu Akbar. Nobody can enumerate the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, which we call the Asma'ul Husna, and the sifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and also of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. But we have to exploit. Get into it. The more we will get into it, the more we will know, then we will get more. For all of us, perhaps it's not that easy, but these poems and the great ulama, the lovers of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how they have explained it, Allahu Akbar. And you can see, you feel that love coming through, how they have explained it. Then inshallah it will affect us also. But besides that, Allah has made it easy for all of us, for the whole ummah to make, Allah has made it easy. And one easiest way, what can be more easier? And also today we say, there is a lot of difference in the ulama. Masala, this one says this masala, that one says this masala, everything. But in here, no difference of opinion. Nobody in the ummah has got difference. And that is to read salawat, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever it is, nobody has got any difference of opinion as far as reading durood and salawat and on the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, nobody has got any difference of opinion. So, and to read durood sharif, Allah has made it so easy. Wherever you are, you can read. In whatever condition you are, of course, if you read with wudu and you are facing qibla, what to say? How much more adab and respect? How much more? But wherever you are, and then this durood sharif is such an amal which Allah Ta'ala Himself is doing. In no other amal can we be joined with Allah Ta'ala. Love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an action of the heart. Allah loves Nabi alayhi salam. The most love Allah has got is for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, Inna Allah undoubtedly, and Allah says with the word undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala Himself, what a great being Allah Ta'ala is. And the more we gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, and who can be greater than Allah Ta'ala, how much more we gain that marifat and recognition, the more we will appreciate the what Allah is doing, what Allah Ta'ala tells us to do, the more we will appreciate it. For example, you tell somebody to do something. He says, who are you? We are two workers, we are working together. He says, no, the manager told. Now it's a different thing. Now the one who is the on top of all the departments, he has given the sins. Now it's a different thing. And right at the top, if an instruction comes right from the president of the country, that is a different thing. Yeah, from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah himself says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu, and all the malaika of Allah also. And all of them are busy all the time, continuously. What are they busy doing? Yusalluna. And that also shows that continuously they are sending durood. Yusalluna ala nabi. They are all sending durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What is durood? Rahmat khassa. The special mercies of Allah. One is kindness you show, but these are the special mercies of Allah ta'ala. So Allah is sending continuously. And then Allah orders us, the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, you also do. Like for example, somebody has found some job somewhere in the world, very, very good pay, very little work, and you just enjoy. What you do? As soon as he gets a chance, phone his friend. Come here. Yeah, there's money here. And it's easy, the job here. Or whatever other work you are doing, whatever type of work. Some country, they found gold. Now you can also go there and speak a deal in gold. Now you, who is dear to you, you will tell him also. So Allah, the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala tells the believers, you also do that what I am doing. This is the most profitable business. We know a lot of businesses. We know furniture business, we know motor car business, we know all types of business. But if we don't know, we don't know the tijarat and the business of akhirat. And Allah points to that. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem. Must I not show you a business that will save you from a terrible, painful punishment? To bring iman on Allah Ta'ala, to believe in Allah Ta'ala, and all this. So there are lot of types of businesses, and this business of sending durood and salawat on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is one very, very great business. And so great business, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, great alim, he says that it is as though Allah Ta'ala and the malaika are the directors of this business. If there is a business established, it may be just a fly by night. They are offering this service, and you buy whatever it is, and before you know what, the business doesn't exist anymore. Those people, you can't trace them anywhere. But yeah, this business is since ever. One is, we established a business in 1920. We make sure we write it, established 1920. Or the founders of this business were these people, we will definitely write it. Yeah, so to say, the founders of this business are Allah, is Allah and the Malaika. So what doubt you got in such a business? And what dividends you get in this business? What are the great returns? Allahu Akbar. A person who sends one time durood on Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allah Ta'ala himself sends 10 duroods on you. What more do we want? Allah Ta'ala sends 10 times salams on you. And if we got salamity from Allah Ta'ala, people we know stressed out, difficulties, problems, we haven't got the rahmat, salamity, peace from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahab, Damat Barakatum, our Shaykh's honorable son, he says that it wasn't long ago when salam was common. People enter anywhere, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, assalamu alaikum, on the phone, everywhere. So there was salamity. In health, people didn't have the sicknesses we have got today. And today, Allah help us. But we just hear continue, this person, this problem, that problem. And today, robbery is crime. What? There isn't the salamity, that peace from Allah Ta'ala. And fights in between, in fights, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's the family, the larger family, parents and children, there isn't salam, because there isn't salam. If we will make this salam, Allah Ta'ala, and unfortunately the solution is perhaps too simple. So we don't want to accept it. If we make the solution a bit, like somebody was saying, some people give some lectures, and they charge money, 1,000 rand for one sitting seminar. And the whole thing is sold out. Before, they hardly still advertised it, it's sold out. Ulama give free bayan. Nobody comes. Nobody want to listen. So perhaps sometimes if you make it like that, then perhaps the people will come when they have to pay. And it's surprising for what and what people are paying and how much they are paying. Allahu Akbar. Every Nabi came and he said that, Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. I don't ask you for any reward. In ajriya illa ala Allah. Allah will give me my reward. My service is a free service. So, maale muft dile be raham. When you get something free, then you don't appreciate it. What you pay for, you appreciate. And it's a sad case that how many people are paying to go astray. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came and they did free service to take you to Jannat. And yet today we are paying to go astray. All different things that we are hearing and what is happening around us. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala, this Durood Sharif, when the salamity will come from Allah Ta'ala, we will find peace everywhere. And Allah will send 10 salams on you. We send one Durood, 10 Durood, special mercies of Allah, 10 salams. Your stages in Jannah are raised by 10. 10 of your sins are forgiven. 10 good deeds are added to your record of deeds. Your good deeds, 10, they are added there. 10 malaika make dua for you. And you get this reward in one riwayat of freeing 10 slaves also. And then, Allahu Akbar, one riwayat, the person who reads the most durood will be the neighbor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah. His palace will be built as a neighbor of Nabi alayhi salatu. What will that Jannah be? Maulana Qamar al-Zama sahab, Da'amat Barakatum, was here. So I asked him one question on which, mashallah, he gave a lengthy explanation. He said that, for example, the fruit of Jannat is such that ghayra maqtu', that it will never come to an end. There is a fruit, you desire it, and the fruit will come to you. You don't have to go to the fruit, you don't have to climb the tree or anything. You don't have to go to the business or shops and buy the fruit. It will come to you. And then, as soon as you take that fruit, another fruit will be in its place. There won't be a second's difference. It will immediately, because Allah has made the fruit of Jannat eternal, it will be there immediately again. And then, we can't imagine in this world also, about the fruit a little bit more. It comes also, you will take one bite, you'll get the enjoyment. The next bite will be different and more delicious. Yeah, we take a bite sometimes, even a mango, then by the pit, it's rotten a little bit, and now you get that funny taste, you already had it in your mouth. Sometimes an apple, sometimes we're eating a guava, and delicious, sweet guava. But we just want to take the next bite, and you see a worm is walking there inside. Now you wonder perhaps how many worms went already down. In Jannat, the fruit, a hurul ain will come out. And if we can't understand how will a hurul ain come out, just as you can't understand how does a worm live in that closed fruit of the guava. And we know many fruit like that, they are like that, they have got these worms. Etc. So what is Jannat? Allahu Akbar. Hadrat said he gave a bayan in one place in Europe. And he told you, people have made lot of things. You press a button, door opens, gate opens, this happens, that happens. But what Allah has made, you can't imagine in this world. What Allah Ta'ala has made, what the enjoyments of Jannat are. A person can't imagine in this world. And there also a person will be astonished when he will see his Jannat. How beautiful it will be. So anyway, so the salamity which comes from Durood Sharif. So if we read Durood, Allah will raise our stages. Our sins will be forgiven. What a profitable business. And what is the investment? Yeah, we make an investment. We are also worried. We ask so many people, should I invest here or what? And then we are worried of the tax implications again. There are a lot of things again. And then when we invest also, we may start making dua. That the person mustn't run away with. We know many people, all the scams that there are. And they collect people's money. And before you, not only for this year, people collect for people to take them to Hajj, for Umrah. And they've gone missing with the money. Allah Ta'ala save us, help us, protect us all. But all these things we know are happening. But with Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. There is absolutely no doubt what the returns will be. And they will be safe for us. And it, the last returns, in this world already we get it. And what will happen in the year after? What Allah Ta'ala will give. So Allah give us tawfiq to read more. The more we will read Durood Sharif, the more the love of Nabi, his ma'rifat, his recognition will come. And with that, the love of Allah Ta'ala. One is to see the names of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to study them, etc. And that also, and also we study the seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, his birth, what a miraculous birth. And what Allah's, miracles took place at the time of the birth of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. When he was a child, when he went with Halima Saadiya and she nurtured him and brought him up in the countryside, and there Allahu Akbar, what on the way, what miracles they had seen. And when they were there, there was drought there, but as soon as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam reached there, Allah changed the conditions completely. So rahmat had come into this world, the youth of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Today everyone is worried about the youth, but present to the people the youth of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. What was the youth of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? And then when he grew up more, he did business also. And then he was given the titles by the very arch enemies of Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, the truthful one. There was no doubt in the truthfulness of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. What a position Allah had. So by that, we will see, and then his whole life. And then really, without any doubt, a person will study that, the life of Makkah Sharif, what tribulations, trials, Nabi Ali, and only for one reason, they were prepared to do whatever Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wants. But he only wanted one thing, all must believe in La Ilaha Illallah. And then fulfill the commandments of Allah. Allah ku manna, Allah ki manna. To believe in Allah and to accept the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then we try our best and we try and do that. That is all. That what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Wherever he want, believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And then in Medina Sharif, how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam worked, if you see his day, his night, his private life, his public life, all the work that he used to do, how he used to send the jamaats for jihad, how he used to give dawah, all that when we study, and then we find finally when the time comes, when he has to go to Allah Ta'ala. Then a person's heart automatically melts at that point. And you realize what a great gift Allah Ta'ala has given us. So Allah has sent this great Nabi to us. And he as Maulana explained, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everyone, even the non-Muslims know exactly where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no doubt. And we can be present in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at a distance of perhaps 7-10 meters or roughly something like that. We can be present. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recognizes everyone that comes there. When we make salam, he replies to our salam also. And this is also the great qudrat of Allah. We cannot understand and fathom this. But Allah Ta'ala, and Allah today has made example so easy. We have the antennas for our cell phones and that. And how many at this moment, in this area here, that antenna, how many calls are going to it? And it is directing them to wherever they are going. Whether it's emails, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's how many, and people are just busy all the time. And how many calls are coming and it's directed to your phone. But it's doing its job. When man could do this, then for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala and for His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that people, when sometimes the peak periods, people, you can't stay, you don't have to walk also, the crowd carries you. You can't stop there for 1 second. The guards won't allow you. And you can't stop. The crowd is carrying you. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recognizing everyone there. And there are those times when the man, their time is there, 24 hours. Then certain times for the ladies to come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is aware who is behind me, who is in front of me, who is at the back of me. By Allah's command, and Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given this to Nabi alayhi salam, and he's answering to everyone's salam. May Allah make it, we also get our reply from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as great, great people. He said about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, when he went and he made salam, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam said, wassalamu alayka ya Imam al-Muslimin. People who went, who are Sayyids, family of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, they said, salam on you, oh our grandfather. And he said, salam on you, oh my child. How fortunate were not those people. May Allah make us amongst those people. And it is so easy, the starting point to plant the seed is so easy. Just Durood Sharif. Just read Durood Sharif. When this ayat was revealed in the Quran Sharif, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the Surah Wattin, that, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have made very high, very honorable, your remembrance, your dhikr. When somebody speaks about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, somebody reads about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in our houses, with our children, let us teach them these things. Wear shoes according to sunnah, right side first, and then at the left, wear kurta, wear clothes, wear the right side first, then everything, teach our children. And every, the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah ta'ala will bless us, Allah's rahmat will come down in our homes. Make sunnahs alive. And the greatest thing, the enemy also has found that what is the greatest powerhouse, the power bank of the Muslims, love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And may Allah increase us so much so that we feel it within us. We have got it, it's there, but let it come out also. And let us talk about it also. Let us not be shy to do anything according to sunnah. To talk about sunnah, let us not shy away from it. Let us find a joy in it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa. Anything you want to do, the easiest way is do it according to sunnah. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal hai. Sunnat tariqa is the most beautiful way to do a thing. Sunnat ka tariqa atmal hai, is the most perfect way of doing a thing. So if we just do everything according to sunnat, then what beauty there won't come in our lives. And we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnat. For that, go in jamaat. We will learn how many sunnats. We just spent 3 days in jamaat. Many sunnats we will learn. Sit with the ulama. And various times, various aspects of deen I explained that this is also a sunnah, that is also a sunnah. Study kitabs. Our Shaykh's beautiful kitab, Piyare Nabi Ki Piyari Sunnati. Beautiful sunnats of our beloved Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Make muzakara of that. Allah's rahmat will come down. Allah's rahmat comes down when the pious are remembered. تنزل الرحمة عند ذكر الصالحين. Allah's rahmat come. And the most pious Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a lot of Allah's rahmat will come. So we do that, we read a kitab and we make the sunnahs alive. So if we will read and we will read about the sunnah, the zikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, all this Allah says we have made it very, very high. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know what is the meaning of it? According to dictionary and to look the meaning up, it wasn't anything difficult. But what great respect and adab they had. They said that, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know more better. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Jibreel alayhi salam came with the tafsir of it. And the tafsir from Allah ta'ala, which greater tafsir can there be? Which more authentic tafsir can there be? Allah ta'ala says that whenever you will be remembered, whenever I will be remembered, you will be remembered with me also. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. When I will be remembered, you will be remembered with me. And see, for a fact, in the whole world, at this moment, how many azans must be carrying on? Some way is Fajr at this time. Some way is Zuhr at this time. Some way is Asr, all different. Shafis give awwal waqt azan. Hanafis give at a later time azan. Everywhere there is difference. And every moment azans are going in the world. Every moment in the whole world. We see the world very far apart. But for Allah, Malaysia and South Africa, when you see from the top, and then things are not far away. If we look in a map, and then when you, what call it, to make it small, then you see the places are very near. And if you want to make it big, places are far. Allah is looking and He's saying, Adhan is carrying on. Yeah, Adhan is carrying. And then how many people are replying to the Adhan again? All that again. So how many Adhans? And every Adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Every Adhan has got that Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many Duruts are carrying on? So all the time, when a child is born, Adhan is given in the right ear, in the left ear. Allah zikr, Allah's. And how many children are born, Muslim children in the world? Adhan is being given. When a person passes away, Durood Sharif, that janaza namaz, we have to read Durood in there. When the Fajr we hear Adhan, we hear the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whole day's Adhan till Isha. Now is summer here by us, Isha Adhan is late. We are hearing Durood, we are hearing again the name of Nabi alayhi sallam. From morning to night, from birth to death, from east to west, north to south, or in the whole world, agar charcha hai, to hai charcha tere nabi ka. If there is anything, no, nothing is as much as that. There is lot of evil also, but there is nothing. And Allahu Akbar, one of those beautiful qasidas, the poet writes there, that at this moment, where and where people are reading Quran Sharif. Really, there are so many people who are reading so much of Quran Sharif, and throughout the world, whether it's modern cities, but Allah has kept His banda and His bandis. There are ladies in the house whose work is only to read Quran Sharif. They're only reading Quran Sharif all the time, and throughout the world, whether it's a jungle, whether it's a village, whether it's in the mountains, whether it's in a valley, Allah has kept His bandas, and Allah zikr is being made. Allah make us also amongst them. Allah let us also be part of those fortunate people who are engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But anyway, Durood Sharif is this very easy way by which we will gain the closeness of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and by which Sunnats will come into our lives. And when Sunnats will come into us, we will be loved by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we will be loved by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And also we will be loved by the lovers of Allah ta'ala. When they see any person in Sunnah, our ulama, buzurgs who come, Allahu Akbar. One time one buzurg came and one person didn't have a beard. He told him, I won't make salam with you also. And how that will hit a person. But when they see proper with Sunnah, how they grab you and they make a mu'anaka with you, what a great thing. So this is all by Durood Sharif. So this is a very simple ibadat which many times we overlook. We should try and read as much Durood as possible. This is the honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When this people, Allah, guide everyone towards righteousness, when they took out these cartoons, etc., our ulama said the real reply is that we increase our durood. That they want to defame Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reality of that is, like when it's 12 o'clock in the day, sun is shining bright, no cloud, not a cloud in the sky, and somebody says, I don't see the sun. It's his own problem. If he can't see the sun. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's light is shining so bright, and a person can't see it, that's his serious problem. But the noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in the whole world. It is in the akhirat. It is in this dunya. It is in the alame barzakh. It is everywhere, the noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala has made it that every moment we can be reading this durood, and our tongues, may Allah make it easy for us, that durood just comes out naturally from our tongues. And just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most common durood the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum used to read. And in the hadith sharif, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. That is so simple. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 70 farishtas. For 1,000 days. That way? They are writing the sawab all the time. And let me assure you, Allah's accounting system is billion times ahead of our accounting systems. We know of the old accounting systems, and now what and what on the computer, etc. And this that they have to be writing that durood for so long, how much is the reward? And we can, and our life is the short while in this dunya. This is the time, the minute mort will come, then it will be finished. We won't have that opportunity. One person, Allah gave him kashf, he could see the person in the qabr, and he was busy with ibadat, great ibadat. So he had a desire that if I can get the sawab of this ibadat. That person said, no problem, you can take all the sawab and just give me your sawab of one subhanAllah. Because there is no sawab. You can make ibadat if you wish to, but sawab is in this dunya. Your rewards and your returns are only in this dunya. Like for example, we have currency notes. If the government has to say certain note is no more acceptable, you can have all those notes, but it has got no value anymore. So like that, we can have the currency notes in the qabr, but they won't have any value. They have got value here. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with this great simple ibadat. We don't need wudu, we don't have to face qibla, we don't have to be in the masjid. We can. And we will. The more we do it with respect, the more greater it will be. And also Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Al-bakhilu idha zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A real miserly person, stingy person is that person that my name is taken by him and he doesn't send durood on me. We should be careful. Adhan time we hear Allah's Rasul's name. Then after Adhan is the time to read durood sharif. Make sure we read the durood after Adhan and then we make the dua of wasila. The dua after Adhan, that is one of the guaranteed methods to get more on iman. Today this is also a great weakness in us. Adhan is going on and no respect for Adhan. We are carrying on talking, etc. And we are not replying to the Adhan. This is also one very important thing. Whenever Adhan takes place, let us try and keep quiet. And let us show our respect. And then reply to the Adhan. After the Adhan, read Durood Sharif. After that, make the dua. And then go for namaz also. Be prepared for namaz. That is one way we can get guaranteed, because a person who does this, it comes in the hadith sharif, halat lahu shafa'ati, that my shafa'at, wajabat, has been, I have to intercede for that person on the day of qiyamah. Durood sharif, there are so many people, their one durood helped them out so greatly on the day of qiyamah. And this is the time that by reading our durood, our iman will be strengthened. We will become closer to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There are those people who made ihtimam, who took care of reciting durood regularly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called them, come to me, come and visit me. Hey, whether they saw the dream themselves, somebody else saw the dream, tell so and so, why is he not coming to visit me? Hey, you will be called to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What greater thing can there be? So durood sharif is a very great ibadat Allah has given us. And we should try and increase on this. And we are all reading, inshallah. And on a Jum'ah, we should try and increase our durood much, much more. Let us check ourselves, our own personal self. How much durood am I reading on a daily basis? And then on a Jum'ah, whether I'm increasing my durood or not, check on ourselves and try and increase. There are certain homes in our country, nearby us here, that from Thursday Maghrib till Friday Maghrib, there is no other work in the house but durood sharif. Mashallah, those people Allah has blessed. Allah give us also that tawfiq that we increase our durood and we read a durood in abundance. Many places in the world, people, they are reading abundantly durood sharif. And what numbers they are reading. We get astonished to how much of durood they are reading. As we Quran Sharif also, we shouldn't be lax on our tilawat of Quran. As much as possible, we must read Quran Sharif also. In our homes, everywhere. Like that, durood Sharif also. Then of course, the other ibadats also, istighfar also. That also is where we are very sinful. Our third kalima, all this we should try and do it also regularly. Be conscious of our deeni aspect. And this is the time now that more we should become conscious. We are now in this November is finished, December period. One friend of ours told that Fridays he comes home every Friday early. Why? Because parties. Or everywhere in the shop, in the business, in the offices, etc. They're all just going for parties now. And he says, where we fit in that environment? So he said, I'd rather come home. So this is a time when a lot of laxity comes in. Hey, every person now, we sort of just throw off the guards at this time. And many people get involved in what and what things in this time. This is a time to pay more attention to our deen and to prepare for akhirat. And in this fi ayyamil khaliya, this empty days, free days that we have, that we should be making more ibadat. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written the instance of one shepherd. Somebody met him, very hot day, he's in the jungle, no shade, no nothing. But he had roza. So he asked, why are you keeping roza? He said, what work I got? Just to look after the animals here. I got nothing to do. So my free time I got, I kept a roza. May Allah bless us with that quality also. If we got hard work, etc., not so easy to keep a roza. But many of us, comfortable, not difficult. Winter days especially, try and keep roza also. Try and prepare for our akhirat. Dunya's life is a temporary life. The real life is the life of akhirah. And this yaqeen has to come into us. Hey, many of our friends also, difficulties, Allah save us all from all difficulties, hardships. But the person who's going through it, he knows what it is, what his problems are. Hey, and then, at that time you tell the person to make sabr. One place, one person, people say, ulama only know one thing, make sabr, make sabr. And they say, we get angry when they say, make sabr. How much sabr must you make? But really, if that yaqeen comes in our heart on the words of Allah, that dunya's life, whole life of 60, 70 years, compared to one day of the akhirat, is not even 2 minutes. So, compared to the eternal life of akhirat, this dunya's life really is nothing. If that reality comes into us, to make that sabr will be very easy. And to obey the commands. Many times Allah's command, we know this is the right thing. But we want to take a shortcut here. Do the wrong thing and just sort it out quickly. With a bribe, for example. With a lie, for example. But those bandas and bandis of Allah who wouldn't speak a lie no matter what happens. They wouldn't give a bribe no matter what happens. May Allah bring that reality into us. And there are those people. And may Allah make us also. We are very, very weak. May Allah have mercy on us. As Maulana Musa explained, that the time of the Sahaba and the later period, if they had seen them, they would say they were mad people. And they will say they were kafirs. And what is our condition today? And Allah is most merciful. Allah will judge us according to our times and our condition. And inshallah it will be a very easy test. Hadrat Maulana Qamar al-Zama said something very special. He said that a person who makes one neki, one good deed, that is enough to give him his jannat. And it is enough to wipe out all his wrong deeds. We just make tawbah sincerely. Allah Ta'ala is a great, Allah loves to forgive. Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun. You are forgiveness. You, tuhibbul afwa. You are just forgiveness. You love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. When that is your case, then forgive me. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, like you go and visit somebody, a rich, wealthy person. You think, what present must I take? Whatever I take, he's got that already. So you find it very hard. And by Allah, what present are we going to take? Especially if you find Shabi Qadr, then to the night of power in Ramadan, we find it. Now you have to give Allah a present. You are making ibadat. What present, what hasn't Allah got? So Hazrat says, tell Allah Ta'ala, I brought a truckload of gunas. By Allah, there are no gunas. And you love to forgive, so do what you love to do. What you enjoy, what is your real, your hobby, what you really, your main thing, I brought that, so you just forgive me. This is these times that we ask Allah for that forgiveness. And any dua we make, the beginning durood, at the end durood, any one beautiful durood, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad fi awwali kalamina, wa fi awsati kalamina, wa fi akhiri kalamina. Everywhere durood, what is bracketed by durood is 100% accepted. Durood is that ibadat which Allah does not reject at all. So durood sharif, let us, for me, for all of us, on a daily basis, everyone make niyat in our hearts. That how much am I going to read on a daily basis? But don't bite too big also, we might not be able to chew it. How much we can manage comfortably and then build on it slowly. And for Jummah, let us try and increase our durood. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept us for His deen and in His mercy and increase us in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And with that will come the love of Allah ta'ala. How much a person will love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's love will also come accordingly. And the love for akhirat will come. The love of dunya will diminish. We will do our dunya's work, but our hearts won't be in it. At the moment, our hearts are fully in dunya. They are not in akhirat. They are not in deen. They are in things outside deen. With one simple little ibadat of durood sharif, we will gain all this. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, accept our coming here. Oh Allah, accept our speaking and our listening, oh Allah. Oh Allah, out of your kindness, bless us with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with your love. Bless us with the love of deen, oh Allah. Bless us with the love of the Quran Sharif, oh Allah. Bless us with the love of your lovers, oh Allah. Oh Allah, increase us in your love all the time, oh Allah. Make us your true, loyal servants, oh Allah. Let us give us that yaqeen and that conviction on every word of yours and every word of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us work on our iman, oh Allah. Whether we give da'wah to iman, whether we make the zikr of this iman of la ilaha illallah, whether we make dua and we ask of you, that oh Allah, bless us with this iman. Let every moment of our lives be with iman and Islam, and every moment let it be increased all the time. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the love, or with your love, oh Allah, with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with the love of Islam and Iman, and all the branches of Iman in Islam. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with that love. You are the controller of the hearts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we have put every dirt and filth in our heart, but oh Allah, you are the cleanser of the hearts. Cleanse our hearts of all this filth and dirt, and pour in our heart your love, oh Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.